said the Tfilas Parah Shalat is the beginning of Sukkot Zimra, the opening, the second, the four divisions of Tfilah. Now these four divisions correspond to the four elements, and they correspond also to four physical parts. This is a service prepared with the mouth. There's also four corresponding acts in action. First part, Elam HaSiyah, the lowest world, this world of the physical, this pertains to a person purifying himself first. That's the bracha latil, washing hands, ashiyotzai, he cleanses himself, and he's ready to daven. First, because he has a goof, a body. He goes into the spiritual world, the second division, the world of the angels, Sina. That part corresponds to the tzitzis. The action that's necessary there is the wearing of tzitzis. And to show this is why we hold the tzitzis when we say Baruch Shema. Now, during the Kriya Shema, you hold all four kafis. Baruch Shema, you hold only the two front ones. If you are fortunate, if you're married, you have no problem, you take the two front ones of the telescope. If you're one of those, you take the two front ones of the telescope. The chiddush is that Rizal says, and this is sadly overlooked, it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, most Shulchan Aruchs. Kitzur, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, certain ones, only Chen doesn't mention it. In certain places it's mentioned, it is because it's a chiddush in Rizal, that the tzitzis, you hold Baruch Shema, must be held with the right hand, while during Kriya Shema it's held with the left hand. During Kriya Shema you hold all four, they are held between the last figure, last two figures, all four this way, and you get to the Parsha Tzitzis, you can hold them both hands. This is where it's held from the Tanya's name, my heavy holy village from the upper complex of the Lord's. You hold the Tzitzis here. Abba Kampas, you take it there, hold with one hand, so you get to the Parsha Tzitzis. You hold it both hands. Baruch Shema, you hold only the front two with, again, the same thing, but with the right hand only, this way. Till the end of Batish Bachais, you kiss the tzitzis, and you release them. We get to the order of tzitzis in Kriya Shema later on. Chiddush here is that this is with the right hand, that is something that is very rarely known, because if you watch people meaning those who know how to learn, you'll see them make the mistake of holding the left hand because they don't know how to differentiate. It's amazing that law is so hidden. At Baruch Shema, of course, a person must stand. At the end of the tefillah, you're supposed to kiss the tzitzis and to release them. And to say the entire psukkah is in, that means Baruch Shema through Yishtabah, if possible, standing. If possible means that if his health is good enough, that he can stand up during that period of time. In some cases it's 5 minutes, less or more, a few minutes. Standing at that time, and he should try, because this is what we find from David HaMelech, who composed these Psukim de Zimra. He said it's standing. If he's not that strong, of course, he could sit down, but he should be honest with himself. If he was doing something, other kind of work, is he that weak that he wouldn't do something for his own benefits in a standing position? In any event, there are people who sit. You'll find that the Misnagdim, Litvaks, sit to the Rav Sukkot de Zimra as though it was a ritual with them, as though it was a mitzvah to sit. But if possible, it is certainly far greater mitzvah. Those who know, every one of the svidas, 10 svidas, correspond to a part of the body. And a person's mekadesh purifies, sanctifies, and makes holy these parts of the body, these chalakim of these svidas, by obeying the fully mitzvahs that pertain to them. Two svidas correspond to Hashem Tzavakos, Shenetzach V'Hayit, that's the 2 feet, are those mitzvahs, and there are malachim that are called Bali Raglan, that are affected, that are strengthened by doing this mitzvah. therefore, if possible, let's say the pressure is on, because you will see many people sitting. And in fact, this is what has misled many people too. They see others sitting during Sukkot Zimna or other times when it should be standing. They say, well, if others could do it, I could do it too. Those people are so much bigger than I am, more learned, they must know what they're doing. That's the sad thing that leads to errors throughout this way. A main island doesn't understand, they follow one. The Chinozal brings that, same as we once mentioned from Chaim and Talzal, the Arizal's main Talmud who wrote all the Kabbalah Arizal. Chaim and Talzal was so holy that the smallest item of his was that all mitzvahs were done with simplicity. The 630 mitzvahs, or the ones that could be done, were done constantly. There was never a moment of his mind wandering from the act of the mitzvah. There was never a second that his mind wandered from concentrating the name of Hashem in front of him. That's the smallest items. Aside from the days and nights that he spent in that way, then we see from his writings what he was like. Now there are some who saw, Chaim HaTalzal once eating before davening, or drinking before davening. So they said, Chaim HaTalzal drank before davening, it's a sign that you're allowed to drink it, that's it, final. HaTalzal says, well, that person, because he spread this rumor in his sefer, now they caught him as law, when it was fact that at that time Chaim HaTalzal wasn't feeling well, very ill, and he had to have this drink, liquid. But from that, the word spread, and so trying to unspread it, it's practically impossible. Interesting, the Rambam writes that if a person writes something into a sefer, it's a simple act, writing, but it's the equivalent of 1,000 shiurim, 1,000 lectures. Just writing it once into a sefer is like 1,000 shiurim. Imagine how much a person can teach in 1,000 shiurim. Because this sefer will reach people again and again, equivalent to 1,000 shiurim. That's how dangerous it is to misquote, to be misled, and that's why when you see things like this take place, we've mentioned a lot of cases where you see cicadas, elders, so forth, doing it, and the people take it great, that it's okay, it's kosher. The elderly person sits during Sukkot Zimna, so they figure, this holy person sits. They don't realize this holy person is very old, and very weak, and very sick, and has gone through a life of suffering, and now it's impossible to understand. So he's holy, but he's physically not in shape. Person watching him is young and strong, and he learns from the holy person sitting. He doesn't know the holy person what he's doing while he's sitting. Koyach of tefillah, the davening and learning. That he doesn't bother him, but just the idea that you're allowed to do this, that he takes it. That's the sad error. And that's where, again, we should try to carry the mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, especially those that are neglected, those should be most strengthened. Sukkot and Zimna have in them one parak that is most important, and that is the tefillah of Ashrei. Tefillah of Ashrei is so important. The Gemara says that there is a special bracha for those for that tefillah. One who says that tefillah three times a day. Once in Sukkot Zimna, once in Ashrei Mo'ed Tzion, and the third time before Mincha. The person who says that three times a day, that person is assured of Elam Haba. The Gemara goes on to ask what's so special about this tefillah. The Gemara answers because the fact that tefillah is in order Aleph Beis. But there are others too, the Sukkot according to Aleph Beis. This also has a pasuk, Paseach es yodechem es bilal chayotz. It's a pasuk which stresses the fact that parnasa, livelihood, comes from Hashem, not from your place of employment, but not from the type of work you do. A person working with diamonds could be a pauper, chas v'shalom. A person working with rags could be a millionaire. A person working with a secure position could have no money. A person without any hope for a livelihood, only with ketachon, could have a lot of money. Because everything comes from Hashem. And this is what this pasuk stresses. We'll explain to Lemichim much more about this item that Dussel speaks about as widely. After Baruch Shomar, the next tefillah is Mizmilas Tzedah. This is the place of the Korban Tzedah. This tefillah takes the place of the Korban Tzedah. It means it's equivalent to the actual Korban Tzedah. It must be said standing. You say it must be said. It means even those who are lax in other places, this must be said standing, because the Korban must be done, sacrificed while the person is standing. And he said with Simcha, the next Shulayi Chavayda Hashem Yedon, this is Hashem and myself. This has 18, this is a tefillah that corresponds to the Shema Esrei. It has 18 times the name of Hashem, for the last couple of Sukkim. 18 times the name of Hashem, 18 Sukkim, and it's a tefillah that is equivalent, according to the Shemus HaKadoshim, it's equivalent to covering a much higher Olam. In fact, it runs the gamut of all the Olamos, heavenly worlds, and a person should try to say at least the Shemus in there with Kavanah. We daven there at a rapid pace. It's difficult to see how you can have Kavanah at such a pace, but still, at least you try to get inside the words of the name of Hashem when you say it. Say it knowing that you are saying the name of Hashem, not the root of it, but Hashem. The word Hashem, at least, we said with the knowledge of saying the name of Hashem. We once spoke about the privilege that a person has in being able to be allowed to pronounce the name of Hashem, something which Malachim even are restricted to. Then we come to the Tefila Ashrei, which, as we said, is so vital, so important, that it's the outstanding Tefila in a special respect. We said that Tefila must have Kavanah. It's Davin. Without Kavanah, the Zayin Kodesh says, is like a Tefila, but like Kavanah is Kikuf, Bali Neshama. Tefila without Kavanah is like a body without a Neshama. The Tefila is a dead one, there's no life to it. Life, the soul of the tefillah, is the Kavanah. So therefore a person should, by right, daven from the beginning to end, from that table, straight through, and at the end of Aleinu, should daven with every single word with Kavanah. Otherwise, it's dead. And of course, the great tzaddikim daven that way. The small tzaddikim today will have the opportunity to daven that way too, to a lesser degree, but they say each word, they pronounce each word slowly and carefully. There are people who spend a long time on davening. Asher lahem. However, what if a person davens, he does not have Kavanah? What happens then? Is he Yetzei or not? Well, what's the difference? If he's Yetzei, fine, he's covered. To a lesser degree, but he's covered. He's not Yetzei, means he did not daven. That means he has to daven over again. So here the din says that we permit a person to go through the davening without Kavanah, not to have to daven over. It's wrong, of course, but he's considered being Yetzei the davening. In the event he's considered Yetzei the davening, that's a daven over. Except two places that require Kavanah, absolute Kavanah. One is the Shema Yisrael. You must have Kavanah Shema Yisrael. You're saying it for the sake of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. These special thoughts are involved in. Explain what's Echad, Hashem is one, in the heavens and earth, all directions. The person didn't say that with Kavanah, didn't think about it, at least the slightest Kavanah there. He's not Yetzei with the Shema Yisrael. The big Chiddush, this is what all the Pesachim say. The Chayadu says a tremendous chiddush about that. We'll come and get to it, we'll mention it in reference to the Kavanah Shema Yisrael. There's also a second place where there must be Kavanah. Now, we said by Shema Yisrael, a person that says have Kavanah, he has to actually go back and repeat that line over again, which is a rough question, because the Gemara says to repeat Shema Yisrael in itself is very questionable. Because you're supposed to say it once and good. Once means Hashem Echad, that's it. You have to repeat it, Chaz Hashem. Implies something unpleasant. So therefore, that's no question about it. It must be said right once. The other case where it's so important to have Kavanah, that if a person does not have Kavanah, his mind wandered off, he's got to go back and repeat that pasuk, is the Ashrei, the pasuk Meseach Es Yodecha, Mestia Bachol Chai Lotzah. This pasuk also states the Emunah that Hashem provides for everyone all that is necessary, all assistance. Hashem provides every living being, every living thing with what he needs. This is the basis of Emunah, Hashem Echad. Here we have the basis of Hashkacha Pratit. Hashem supervises the entire world. This is so vital. Therefore, the person says this pasuk, his mind wanders off, he's got to go back to it to repeat this pasuk again. Of course, if he finished davening, he's got to go back to this pasuk twice, once for the first Ashrei, once for the second Ashrei. You should stop Maseach Yodecha and continue on to the end of Yashrei. However, it should never happen. It should be Kavanah. The way to do it is, there's a din that at this pasuk specifically, in addition to other places too, if you say the pasuk, you take your talus, get married, otherwise you take the strap of your tefillin, then you touch the tefillin shayat first, you kiss it, the tefillin shayat you kiss it. At Maseach Yodecha, Maseach Yodecha, Maseach Yodecha. This is a means of awakening a person. The mind might be way off somewhere, miles, continents away, or planets away, or worlds away.
do this, you wake up, I am here. I am at right before the dictionary. Shul is saying this pasuk, which means Hashem give us balas. Also, that this pasuk is the best place for a person to have in mind. A person who needs balasa, who needs livelihood, who's short of balasa, this is the place where to specifically get it. So that's what's important in this pasuk. And of course, as I said, there is something so important, so deep, not difficult, but deep. And the Nosazal brings about this when the Gemara says that this chapter Ashrei is so valuable, the person is guaranteed to get in. Guaranteed to get in by saying it. Question is that the Gemara itself asks, what's so big about it? Nosazal asks, every Jew says it. Every Jew doubt says it. It's guaranteed to get in. You're finished. You retire. You say this and you retire after this. Nosazal explains what the meaning of this is, and it's that precious that we'll discuss that on Shabbos in detail. Also, of course, this pasuk explains why this pasuk pertains so strongly to Parnassus. So again, from the Halalukos, Ashrei straight through to Vayvarach David, there are some who say you may sit, but don't touch you, don't listen to them, don't follow them, let them do as they please, we do what we know is right. Even those who sit, there's the point. Even they must admit, much as they would want, or it's strongly set in the ways they are, they must admit that the ones who stand get more schar than they. Because they have to admit if they want to tell the truth, otherwise stump to lie is no trick. All right, those who are religious, the mistaken, the gutvaks, the musashkas, all those have their custom here in the city, and of course many of the, a good deal of the regular schar too. Sefaradim, most of them as they sit at this place. But they will have to admit, if they want to speak the truth, that there is bigger schar for standing. It's understood. You stand up for respect, the Gemara says that. Nobody can deny it, so the least you can get for this, the least you get is extra reward. When there comes a time when a person really needs this, the person needs it, that one extra drop, so it balances his scales, you'll find that this little mitzvah is very, very important there. After the Halukos, we have Vayvarach David. At this point, this is so important that here everyone stands up. At this point, every person stands up. He says this because here we have people daven, those who are opposed to Kabbalah. People are against Kabbalah, they say, whatever they say about it. But here, they themselves, these poor people, unaware that they are being drawn in to speak the basic words of Kabbalah. The Mela says, L'cha Hashem Hagadula, the Hagadula, Gemura is Chesed, Gemura is Gemura, Tiferes is Tiferes, can't take it away, Netzach is Netzach, Toi, Ki Choyl is Yisayt, Tzadik Yisayt, Vashemayim Vodas, that's the Tzadik, the Achad Yishmayim Yadav, and the Chashem of Melacha is an Ochus. This is so great, we cry for all the Sfinis and Chesed and Ochus, then we see the Meshul Bakoyl, that Hashem rules over all. At this point, at these three words we give the Stucco, should be given every day. At this, we are we have got up in the ladder, in the elevation of the elements. We'll discuss further the next step of these aliyahs. Exactly, we carry these tefillah of the emes, with the knowledge that before we are standing, we daven, that with the proper kavanah.
That's the pesuk of the zimra. One item of Israel says in the halukos. Halukos, the third one, Elohos Hashem and Hashemayim, a person should have special kavana. It's supposed to learn to have kavana very fast. Daven fast with fast kavana. Kavana should keep up with the davening. Elohos Hashem and Hashemayim, Elohim Vadeivim, in the sense, if you look at this carefully, you'll see that here this is a command. A person is standing in davening, and here he's talking to the heavens, all the heavens. He's saying, all you heavens, I order you to give praise to Hashem. Halukah means praise Hashem. The way it goes, Tzvizayah says that the word Halukah is praise Hashem, is actually the name of Hashem itself. It's Halel, Hey Lamed Lamed, the Gemati of Shem Avdal Nuyud. That Shem Avdal Nuyud is actually the last letter of Yukevav Ket. You have the K, you have the Halukah, that's the Bobbin, the Kefterus. That's the K, the Vav, the Yud-K, Kilo-K. The give praise to Hashem from the heavens, and then Halukah Lachal, you order all those in the heavens to give praise to Hashem. You order all those in the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars,
upper heavens and so on. What is, as you go along, you find that you're ordering all the different types of living things, and then all the types of creation, like fire, hailstones, snow, wind, mountains, rivers, and so on. You say all your kings, elders, children, boys, men, women, everyone, all assemble, get together, the heavens, the earth, and everything in it, they give praise to Hashem. When a person is sitting there, and is summoning everything, every part of creation, to be aroused to a feeling of awe for Hashem. This point is not special. Then at the end, we have Trang of the Shemitah Lakor, which is repeated, which shows the end of the Alakot, and we start to watch David. We start standing. We have Akamesh of Akkel, the point he gives Stockholm, and he says, this is the end of Shalom. Akamesh of Akkel, of course, the union said, this is Sidaka, the ascetic. Tzedek is the Malthus, which is the Shechina, becomes Hake, the letter Hey, Stockholm. That's the end of Shalom, Akamesh of Akkel. He's trying to start going into, of course, Akkel too, the Shalom of Mishel. Mishel is through the Shem Bon, which is Akkel. And how is the Malthus Mishel? No, does it receive its Ikka from the Tzedek Yisoy? Akkel, Fukkel, Tzedek Yisoy, Kichel is my words. Now we get to, the minute says we get to the right of Svah, Shemayin, Lachamish Tachavim. At that point, a person should, we mentioned this last time, be aware of the fact that here at this point, all the heavenly angels are assembling. And it's a special opportune moment to ask Hashem, this Father Hashem, for something special, especially in fact, for the floor. It was him, the floor, and the floor, himself, or for anybody else, he wants to. At this point, because you're asking all with yourself, all the heavenly angels, angels are bowing for Hashem, I have the right to ask all these heavenly angels, put my name there for it, for put my name so and so for. You can't speak this, of course, but think it. You have done this for it, for. Then, we go on to Ozzy Hashem, where Zerubbabel says that this. Is you're really getting actual passion and tayyah of Kiyas Yamsuf. You're up with Kiyas Yamsuf. The Kavanah here should be something special. At this point, even he expresses, slow down a little, have Kavanah for a saying of Oz Yashir first and foremost is the Simcha. Because to get the mitzvah of saying Yashir, you have to literally actually feel, imagine your mind, you're standing here after you have been saved. At the time of the miracle, we were there, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, we came from alive, we saw the miracle that the Yamsuf, we give praise to Hashem as part of the Shahid and the Jews, we sang a song of praise. We sing this song to Hashem, deep simcha, deep feeling of having experienced it, gratitude to Hashem, the person who could actually say this, what that kind of a feeling? I was there, Hashem, I was there, I give you thanks for that. So with simcha, so you think that person imagine all his sins he was so caution and item business. And you come to Yishtabach, which we discussed in
the after Rav Yoshe, you come to Yishtabach, a paragraph which is very important that the person takes it in his mind and knows clearly this is not a separate bracha of Yishtabach. Yishtabach is part of a bracha, it's the end of a bracha. The bracha begins with Baruch Shema. The beginning. The bracha ends with Chai Haylam. That's why there's all one long bracha which covers the second Zim in the middle. What's vital about this information is that it is most foolish for a person who comes like the Shul and starts from Yishtabach. It's like starting for a bracha with Halacha at the beginning. You don't start with Yishtabach because you're right in the middle of a bracha. You never say Yishtabach but that Baruch Shaman. At least it was going in. You can skip in the middle. First you do it like the Shul, you just say Baruch Shaman until Ashrei, and then skip over to Yishtabach. But you say at least this bracha with something in the middle, which has to be, that covers the middle. Some skip the middle and then you skip the rest of them temporarily, you'll have to die. But if he skipped this, if he skipped part of this bracha, he's saying we have a bracha which is like in vain. So there are some who say, even the Kitzel says, first it comes late, you can start from Yitzhak, the Bracha Rayat, the Yishtabach.
which is very difficult to understand because he admits himself, if you do that, then you cannot make up Varsham Yishtabla Chepesh for this way. So you lose now the Varsham Yishtabla Chepesh for this way, which is an irreparable loss. It's important even that point, knowing that these two lists go together, Varsham Yishtabla Chepesh, and it must be said before davening, so a person who had the shul, he must start from Luther, of course, said Barakas in the beginning. He was a Nayan, and of course, he must have the shul. Then, those Barakas kick over about Shema, so you up to Ashrei, and then Yishtabach, and then Yishtabach straight on, and then the other things, we can then skip anything else. Barakas Yishtabach himself, he once thought about this second shul, where this topic of faith repeated again because I sort of forgot what I said. I got what I heard, so if I repeat, I'll be able to refresh my memory. First, the Zayde Kodesh says, this is important too, because it's good to know this. You go to the Shulchan Aruch, that you have an initial Zayde Kodesh here and an advantage. That's an advantage. The Shulchan Aruch is in Shrag abroad. Luckily, you start looking at the praises of Hashem. Shulchan, you start looking at the Shulchan Aruch. Shvach is crazy to begin. The word is Shiv Shvach. Even when Hashem is killing the king, he said, Shiv Shvach. Halei Yisrael, Eved Shalom, Etzach, Kedu Lador, Kedu Shemachus. Then what has it? You have two from Shiv Shvach. You have 30 friends. That is why guys, the two more, and the one. And the Shemachus is either 15 or 30. Now it says, Chal, Eved Shalom, Eved Shalom, you don't have to stop. Little of these phrases. These words must be said in one breath. So you've got a high and a long breath for it, but before you start the word, you just want to take a breath. You say this all in one breath. If you have a long breath, you can say it. As Yashir, you stand up. You have to take a breath. You have to take a breath. This is not difficult. You don't have to get excited about taking a deep breath and then only worry about making it. You're making it to feel it instead. And then take a nap also. But the taking it is a given, it's a constant phrase in between. These words. But you just keep that mind, and as you forget, and you just used that, you just started from Baruch Shana, and you haven't taken a breath until the words in Shlacha, you can't hold it anymore. Well, I think about just that these words, how they're in Shlacha. It's wrong. What's most amazing is, you can see it, that if you notice, you have these Chazanim, the kids, the shuls, and the Yishtabah, he's not singing, Jesus, no, 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 especially on the other end, there cannot be helped because we soon have to have lunch. It's really different. It has to be the Nusach place. Holiday, the Ina is more important than the side on the Shari Tuk, perhaps. I don't know that. I can't say. But surely, Shabbos, other times, it's definitely didn't so, wasn't it? So, according to the Shulam, the question 13 and 15, the Zayde Kodesh is the first, definitely 14. So he said, at least an office is what it is. An office by noise is what it has to use for the repetition before the bar. One last word, the Yishtabach. And that is that this is really a very rare place for the Hindus of the states emphatically custom. It's the Chokin, it's the Ashkenaz, the Svartan, the hybrids, as to what the Yishtabach is the end. The last four words. The Hindus says,